I do like a lot of things that Elon Musk has done since he took taking over Twitter. The name change is I don't like how it was executed. I don't mind that he wanted to change the name, but it just seemed like it just came on just out of a sudden, unless to us it looked like it's all of a sudden, but he had a clear plan of doing so to begin with. But that's not the thing that I don't really care if it's named X or Specs or whatever. The name doesn't bother me. I barely use it anyway. But I'm definitely in agreement with Twitter users who are very upset that Elon is vowing to get rid of the block button. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts, Rayshon Blyden here. PoliticalBombShow.com or RayDog.com, support the channel that way. You know, leave a like, share, and subscribe, by the way. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Help us to grow so I can up my game equipment-wise and bring you better quality production and entertainment. So I don't agree with what Musk is doing here. The name change was, the way how it was executed was horrible to me, but that fails in comparison to wanting to remove the block button. That's just not something that I am for. I just don't believe I am positive that's not a good idea, because that is one way to control people who are going to just jump onto your account and troll you. It's not good. So you're enabling trollers, basically. And yes, I understand it's a two-way street. People control on the left and people control on the right. But if you remove the block button, it really, it's like, I'm going to use this analogy, it's almost like you're banning guns, you're banning legal guns, and then here comes all the illegal guns and there's nothing you can do about it to defend yourself. And that's what it's going to feel like, because you're not going to be able to combat someone who is harassing you. What about people who are going to just harass you or troll you and you can't block them? It makes no sense to me at all. It really don't. It's bad policy. It really is. If I have to be on a platform where they have eliminated the block button and you have people inundating my content with comments that's just not good, and you can't, I guess you could remove them, but what if they flood your box? Who's gonna sit there removing thousands of comments? No one's gonna want to do that. So I don't like this at all. But anyway, let's read the story and see where this is going to go. Twitter users unleash after Elon Musk vows to remove block feature from the platform. As he often does, Twitter/X CEO Elon Musk caused quite the commotion on Friday, casually throwing in a mention of his plan to get rid of the block button or the block feature in a reply to a tweet on social media platform. In response to a question from the Tesla owner's Silicon Valley account asking all Twitter users, is there ever a reason to block versus mute someone? Give your reasons. Must reply by tweeting, block is going to be deleted as a feature except for DMs. Or the feature must later added, it makes no sense. Though opinions vary on what the best option is, mute or block, to avoid having to deal with trolls and just people in general who are up to no good. They appeared to be a near universal agreement, especially among people who had been stalked and or doxxed, that it was a terrible idea. That's my take on it too. One of the especially interesting things about Musk's announcement is that it got the community notes treatment, with the note pointing out how it's a requirement of Google Apps and the Apple Store that users have the ability to block abusive users because the note keeps disappearing. I've included a screen grab of it below. And Michelle Duncan, she took a screenshot of it. Block is going to be deleted feature except for DMs. And then it says here in readers added context, Elon Musk cannot do this. The feature to block someone on the site is required as a social media app to be allowed on App Store and the Google Play Store. I hope that's correct, because that's a terrible idea. Oh, here we go. Someone is showing it. I predict Elon isn't aware of this and will backtrack, saying he was trolling or joking. And it's someone circled it. The ability to block abusive users from the service. As to what prompted Musk to make this decision, speculation is running high that it's not so much because he feels blocking people is bad. So why is he doing it? After all, he's blocked people himself. Okay, so yeah, the point is, I think it's a bad idea, and I really hope that it is in fact against services on the App Store and Google Play that he cannot do this. Like I said, I don't really use it myself other than to post content, but yeah, that's a bad idea. What do you think? I'm curious. Are you for getting rid of a block button or against it? And if so, why are you for it or why are you against it? Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to visit politicalbombshow.com or ray.com. Show your support, and I'll see you in the next one.